For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin presented his State of the Commonwealth and budget on Tuesday. He suggested 70 programs that could be eliminated from the state budget. One of those is the Kentucky Mesonet at Western Kentucky University. I asked state climatologist and director of the Kentucky Mesonet, Stuart Foster, about the possible implications of the governor's recommendation.
Well, it certainly wasn't news that we wanted to hear. And at this point, we can't speculate as to what would happen long term. But the state funding that we received in the last biennial budget was really critical for us in terms of helping to unlock the value of the Mesonet and really start to make the investments to grow our services that we provide in communities all across the state of Kentucky.
What's that service basically for people who aren't familiar with it?
Well, the Kentucky Mesonet is a statewide infrastructure for weather and climate monitoring, and we provide current high-quality observations of weather conditions. Right now, it's 69 locations throughout the state. Those observations go directly to the National Weather Service offices that serve Kentucky and helps to promote enhanced public safety, helps the Weather Service to make better forecasts, better decisions about when to issue severe weather warnings, whether it's winter weather conditions or severe thunderstorms, flash flooding, provides them critical information so that they can help to protect people across the state. Another important component of the Mesonet is to help enhance economic development. We have much of our economy in Kentucky is weather sensitive, and probably no sector more so than agriculture. So that's one of our areas of focus in terms of providing weather information to support decision-making by farmers.
Is the budget dependent on this state portion of the budget?
Yeah, it would certainly be really critical to us. If we look at last year's budget, about 75%, about three-quarters of it is money from the state. But that money has helped to leverage dollars coming at the local level and critically dollars coming from federal programs. That's money coming into Kentucky to support things that benefit people across the state. Our state funding has helped to make that possible, and we certainly expect that that will continue to grow in the future as long as we have the state support, because the Kentucky Mesonet is one of a very small number of elite weather monitoring networks that exist anywhere across the United States.
How often do these sites collect information, weather information?
Yeah, the Mesonet stations are automated stations that collect weather observations every 5 minutes throughout the day. So during periods of active weather, like we've had recently with winter weather or when we're having thunderstorms, that means you have temperature, precipitation, wind measurements coming every 5 minutes. And again, when things are happening quickly, that's important.
Anything else you just want to add about the importance of Kentucky Mesonet at this point?
Just say that the last 2 years that since we've received some state funding through the budget, we have been able to make some significant upgrades and investments across the state and have a number of initiatives, some of them focused on agriculture, others in public health, water management, a variety of areas that positively impact people all across the state. We certainly hope that the state perspective will change and we'll be able to continue to do the good work and make the progress that we've seen over the last 2 years.
We've been talking with Director of the Kentucky Mesonet, Stuart Foster.